which is kind of why I feel like Georgia should drop for, you know, on a technicality going to all those overtimes with Georgia Tech.
Down a half.
Right, yeah. I think, to me, that crappy loss that South Carolina had should count for more than Georgia's fake win against Georgia Tech.
Welcome to Double Take with Matt and Jake. This is Jake, joined by Matt. As always, today is Tuesday, December 3rd. Had a great Thanksgiving last week. College football rankings have come out, and I actually haven't seen them. Have you found them?
I was looking at them earlier. I'm not looking at them right now, but I can pull them up.
Okay, I should pull those up as well. So we're going to find those. That's what we'll mostly talk about, just because it's basically mostly set. A lot of teams on the bubble aren't playing. You know, there could be – we'll talk about the rankings. Just, you know, kind of who's going to get in, who could get left out. But first, Matt, let's start with the ick of the week.
Very good.
So this one, if you recall, I said is borderline illegal. So interested to hear your thoughts.
I do remember this, yeah.
How far would you go for a girl? Because apparently it's an ick to call an Uber after having too much to drink.
Is it better to call a buddy?
I think you're supposed to man up and drive home, okay. I guess. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. What is it? This list, you know, they started off strange. They've just gotten stranger and stranger as we've done this.
Weirdly enough, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I have the college football rankings pulled up. I believe you do as well. Some interesting things.
Yeah.
Very interesting things to talk about, actually, now just looking at it. Very interesting things to talk about. Okay. Okay, cool. Let's get into it. Let's maybe do this. Do you want to go through the rankings or go through the conference championship matchups? Or should we go through the rankings and then we'll naturally talk about the conference championship matchups as we do that?
We can do that. We can kind of, you know, go in and out.
Let's go through the rankings real quick, because I think, and then we'll just kind of talk. There's a couple things even at the bottom that I want to mention.
Yeah. So,
25. Memphis, who just beat Tulane, who's unranked, mm-hmm. is really the thing that caught my eye. 24, Army, playing Tulane in the conference championship game.
Yeah.
23, Colorado. 22, Syracuse. 21, Illinois. Really, Tulane being out, Memphis being in, kind of caught my eye there. Was surprising.
Right.
You know what's weird? Is Army's going to play the conference championship and then play Navy.
That, and then a bowl game. That's a lot.
Possibly than a playoff game.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, if they win and UNLV wins, I mean, UNLV's 20, there's a chance, not a likely chance, but there's a chance they jump up there.
That would be nuts.
Yeah.
That would be absolutely crazy.
So UNLV's 20, uh-huh. 19 Missouri, 18 BYU. This is another one that surprised me. 17 Clemson. So they lost South Carolina, it was 14. Iowa State, 16. Arizona State's 15. So we'll go up to 14 for now. Clemson being 17 surprised me. So they are out. It's either win or no win for Clemson.
Yeah.
We'll come back to loss. But South Carolina's 14. Ole Miss is 13. Miami's 12. Alabama's 11. So that's another thing we'll talk about. Is Alabama's in right now. When Miami doesn't play, Ole Miss doesn't play, South Carolina doesn't play. So Indiana doesn't play, who's 9. Boise State is 10. But that doesn't matter because someone's getting in from that spot.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go through rings and then come back to that. SMU's 8. So they're another one. If they lose, do they still get in? Tennessee 7. Ohio State dropped to 6. Georgia 5. Notre Dame 4. Penn State 3, which I disagree with. Texas 2. Number 1, Oregon. So I think a lot more fascinating stuff than I anticipated. Do you have any initial reactions?
I guess... I've kind of a bigger thought, and then just a general question about how I think the rankings are kind of weird. I don't feel like Georgia should get to stay at the same spot after going to 8 overtimes with Georgia Tech. I think that should rankings wise. I don't think it shouldn't count as a win. I think it should probably count as a loss.
Would you put them below Ohio State, who lost to 6-5 Michigan?
I would have Tennessee at 5. I might have SMU at 6.
Now, Georgia did beat Tennessee.
Yeah, but I feel like...
It all gets really muddled real quick, doesn't it?
It does get muddled quick. I just feel... What week was that?
Probably like 9 or 10 or something, like early November. Yeah,
I don't know. I just feel like... I think it should look better to lose to a good team than to barely beat a bad team, even if the good team that you lose to is the team that I want you to pass.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like consistency should matter in this, and I feel like Tennessee losing to Georgia is more consistent than Georgia having that long game with Georgia Tech.
So if it was 4 teams like last year, would you be okay with the top 4?
Yeah, I would.
Because I think I'd want Georgia or Ohio State in over Penn State.
I get that. Who's Penn State's loss, remind me?
Ohio State.
Yeah.
At home. Just like every year.
Like every year, yeah.
And the only reason they don't have 2 losses is because they didn't play Michigan this year.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, again, I feel like I don't know. I feel like as soon as you start getting into the game of who beat who, it gets really, really confusing. So I don't know. Well, certainly like this, if Penn State loses to Oregon, then I would definitely want Ohio State in there, right? Like, this isn't a final ranking.
Over Georgia, you'd want Ohio State in there.
Yeah. Yeah, I would want Ohio State and head of Georgia for sure. And then, yeah, if Oregon...
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
You don't like Georgia.
I don't. Like, I mean...
Is it the Georgia Tech thing specifically, or...
I think, well, they've had... I mean, maybe I'm misremembering. It feels like they've had a lot of games, other games that are closer than this. They also lost to Alabama, who I don't think anybody thinks is 11 good.
Other than the only people that matter, you're right.
Other than the only people that matter, yeah.
Now, I actually have Alabama 6, but it's at 11, and they're 23 in this ranking. I'm not even close to the committee.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Alabama beat South Carolina, so I have to have them below them. I could have Ole Miss ahead of Alabama. I think Alabama or Ohio State losing to Michigan in the fashion that they did is as bad or worse than Alabama's losses to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And Vandy. I know the scoreboard doesn't reflect that. But if you're Ohio State, that's the most unacceptable loss of the entire year is Ohio State's.
I do think, and this might just be specific to Ohio State and Michigan, I feel like a loser at that game almost plays himself out of a chance for like a top 4 seed.
I think, well, they got physically dominated. Ohio State did, again.
Yeah.
Now, their defense did great, but you can't lose Michigan. No Harbaugh, no J.J. McCarthy. You have all the NFL players.
Right.
Michigan's best 2 players were out in Ohio State. There's actually a super cool video of Michigan coming out of the tunnel, like, to the – I'll send you. I think Ohio State needs to be punished for that.
Yeah. I get that.
Yeah. But you think – you think that's better than the Georgia Tech because Michigan's a better team?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
Yeah, they're definitely not as good as they were. But they're definitely better than Georgia Tech. And certainly, you know, they're a rival. Well, I don't know that Georgia would call Georgia Tech a rival. You know what I mean?
Well, tennis for Georgia, Tennessee's a bigger game. Florida's a bigger game. Auburn's a bigger game. When they play Alabama, that's a bigger game, which right. is not every year.
Yeah.
When they play LSU, I'm sure that's a bigger game, but that's not every year.
Uh-huh.
South Carolina, I would say, is as big a bigger game than Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
So there's, what, 7 teams?
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Yeah. Do I get your point? Yeah. I think that's fair. It's tough, though, because everyone's beating everybody this year, it feels like.
Yeah.
So you can't really use head-to-head, except I think when it's head-to-head, you have to use it. Like, I can't put South Carolina ahead of Ole Miss and Alabama, and neither can the committee. As good as great as I think South Carolina is, like, we're doing who do we think is better. Both of those teams beat South Carolina.
Well, and again, I feel like this is where we're different again. I feel like South Carolina has done more to earn a spot than either of those teams. And I know they both beat South Carolina, but South Carolina doesn't have bad losses, and those teams do.
That's fair. Well, now, speaking of South Carolina losses, let me ask you this. So the loss against LSU, there were two bad calls and one egregiously bad call, where if they don't get called, South Carolina wins the game.
Yeah.
At that point, they are 10-2 with losses to Alabama and Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
But at 10-2 South Carolina, do you have them above? So they're definitely above Boise State, I think.
Yeah.
Probably above Indiana. Maybe above SMU.
Yeah, I think they're above both of those teams.
So does the committee factor in that they got hosed? They obviously don't. But I think that'd be I think if South Carolina did get in, I hate BYU's uniforms. Right, we're watching BYU Providence basketball game.
Yeah.
If South Carolina did get in, which they're not going to, I think that'd be the justification, is that they got screwed in the LSU game. I think part of the committee's reason why we're not just using data is for stuff like that, which they're clearly not doing.
Right, yeah. Well, no, and that's...
Because I think that is as good or better than Georgia's win over Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
Even though if we're looking analytically, it's a win and a loss. But if we're actually using our eyes, Georgia Tech very easily could have won that game, and South Carolina should have won that game that they played.
Right.
Which is kind of why I feel like Georgia should drop for, you know, on a technicality going to all those overtimes with Georgia Tech.
Down a half, yeah.
Right, yeah. I think, to me, that crappy loss that South Carolina had should count for more than Georgia's fake win against Georgia Tech.
Well, with that in mind, I might have asked this, but I forgot. Would you put Tennessee ahead of Georgia?
I would. Yeah. Yes, but we didn't get into it too much, but I would.
So Georgia won, but their losses are – well, their losses to Alabama and Ole Miss were two top 15 teams.
Uh-huh.
But you're just not thrilled with the way they played. They didn't dominate Florida, who has come on.
Yeah.
They dominated Texas.
Right.
Which is probably one of the most impressive wins of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I would say they didn't dominate Tennessee, but they did beat them in a, by the end, somewhat comfortable fashion. Let's just look at their schedule, shall we?
Yeah.
I got their whole schedule pulled up. So they played UMass in November, which I think should be punished.
Mm-hmm.
Mississippi State, the only one by 10. UMass, UMass was like winning or close to winning at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
They lost to Alabama, obviously. They beat Kentucky by 1. Yeah, they really – Clemson, they dominated. Auburn, they won 31-13. Every other game – and Texas was in control. Every other game has been disappointing for Georgia.
Yeah. Now, I mean, maybe – yeah, see, that's – I just don't think they look as good as they have in the past. And maybe this is just Georgia being like, you know, looking past UMass and looking past Georgia Tech, which maybe they should be able to. I will say this is why I like the 12-team playoff, because there's no perfect way for us to talk about who has a better resume. It doesn't make sense. I think it does need to come down to, in a playoff scenario, who can beat who, right? And so it doesn't, like, yeah, the seeding is important, but if you get a 5 seed when you probably should get an 8 seed or the other way around, I feel like you still have the opportunity to go out and prove it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So...
it's interesting that Alabama is sandwiched, Miami is sandwiched between Alabama and then Ole Miss and South Carolina. So the committee is saying Alabama, Ole Miss, South Carolina, all very close. Miami's also in the middle of that.
Yeah.
Do we think that's fair? Do you think Miami dropping from, I think, 6 to 12 for a loss on the road to a 9-win Syracuse team by 4? And their other loss was, I don't remember who, but it was a very close game.
Mm-hmm.
Their schedule hasn't been great. That's out of their control for as far as the conference goes.
Right.
They scheduled Florida on the road.
Yeah.
Also out of their control. So it's not like they weren't trying to have an easy schedule.
Right. So, yeah, and like you said, Florida has come on a little bit at the end of the season. So I think they're in a fine spot. I don't think, you know, I don't think they deserve to be ranked ahead of, you know, Boise, Indiana, SMU, Alabama. We can split hairs about. But ultimately, if they win their conference, they're going to the playoff. And then if they don't, then they won't. And so,
well, they're not, because so the it's SMU and Clemson.
It is SMU and Clemson. That's right.
Yeah. So Miami's out, I think. I don't see how they get in.
Oh, yeah, because somebody, yeah, one of the Big 12 schools is going to jump them.
Yeah.
So, but again, you know, like when a 5 seed doesn't get into the playoff, I think that's a travesty. When if you think Miami's 11 or 12 and they don't get into the playoff, I kind of don't feel sympathy for you.
Is there a way? So let's just go through it. So Oregon's going to be in, Texas in, Penn State's in, Notre Dame's in, Georgia. Do you think if Georgia, let's say Texas embarrasses Georgia, do you think there's a world where they drop out? Because that would be Texas avenging their loss.
Yeah. Because Ohio State's
done playing, so they're in.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, they're in.
Is it fair to punish a team for losing in the conference championship game?
I don't think that it should be.
So then you think Georgia's in at this point, based on the committee rankings?
Well, except Georgia does play in the conference championship.
But right? We just said they shouldn't be punished for losing that.
Yeah. I think they should be punished for what they had this week, is what I think.
But being ranked 5, if Texas wins 41-10, you still think Georgia should be in?
Yeah.
And based on
yeah.
the logic you disagree with, that they're 5.
Yes. Yeah.
So Tennessee's in. If SMU loses, then Clemson's in. So someone's taking that spot.
Uh-huh.
Indiana's done playing. If Boise State loses, again, someone's taking that spot, so they're done. Mm-hmm. And Alabama's not playing, so hypothetically Miami can't jump Alabama.
Right.
So the 12 seed's going to be a Big 12 team. Either Iowa State or Arizona yeah. State.
Yeah, they're out.
So Alabama's in, right? Like, there's no way. Now, I'd say there's no way, but the committee, TCU in 2014, won 55-3 and jumped from 3-6. So
yeah.
So there's not no way, but I think with neither team playing, they can't do that, right?
Yeah, with neither team playing, you definitely can't have them.
Like, Ohio State also won 59-0. So even though it was stupid, there was, like, something they could say.
Right, yeah.
Baylor also won by like 40. So that was a crazy year. That was honestly the best year of the 14 playoff as far as the season leading up to it.
Yeah, no, yeah, I agree. That was crazy.
Yeah,
but again, so
Alabama's in?
I would put Miami in ahead of Alabama, but I feel like, you know, Miami, you're only ranked 12. You have, you know, you had opportunities and you blew them. So,
yeah. I think Ole Miss would probably beat both those teams.
Yeah.
Ole Miss has probably the worst losses, but they beat Georgia. Alabama also beat Georgia.
Uh-huh.
Man, that Florida game was frustrating. I think Ole Miss really blew that game.
Right.
And I think if they win that, they're in comfortably.
Yeah.
Which is a bummer for them.
Who do you think should be most disappointed to miss the playoff?
Probably Miami, because they should have won the game. They should have won the ACC.
Uh-huh.
They have the best quarterback out of any of these teams.
Yeah.
I think Ole Miss is the other one because they had the worst losses. So they easily could have avoided beating Kentucky or losing to Kentucky and Florida.
Mm-hmm.
LSU in overtime in Death Valley is understandable.
Yeah.
Even though they should have won that game as well.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama, I think we can argue they shouldn't necessarily beat Georgia because they wanted that miracle play by Ryan Williams. Now the game would go to overtime, so it's not like Georgia was. And they were controlling that game in the first half. But
right.
I think Alabama's a little bit more fortunate. I feel like if I was, they also went all in on the transfer portal with like Walter Nolan bumping up the defensive line to beat Georgia,
uh-huh.
which they did.
Yeah.
But I think they kind of went all in this year. So I think Ole Miss.
Yeah.
I think for South Carolina, they're early. They're like, oh, great. This is awesome. You know?
Yeah. I think that makes sense. Yeah. I think, yeah. Ole Miss. And the other one I was going to mention was BYU. Only in the sense that I think similar to Ole Miss, I feel like this is the best opportunity they're going to have in a long time.
I didn't even think about BYU, but yeah, very disappointing
for yeah.
the end of the year. Get embarrassed at Arizona State, come back and lose that. Mm-hmm. They lose to a Kansas team that we both recognize is very good, but is not bowl eligible.
Sure.
But
yeah. Well, and yeah, I just think that I'm going to, you know, and I love Jay Bretzlaff. I love what he did for BYU and our visibility this year. I'm going to remember that interception in the end zone at the end of the first half for the rest of my life.
Yeah, they're costly.
So
well, we're talking that Colorado, because they lost to Kansas as well. They've looked like the best Big 12 team the last month, yeah. month and a half. They've been killing teams.
Right.
Except they lost to Kansas.
Yeah.
So I think they feel like if we get in, we have a real chance to like, make a run there.
Did you see what the tiebreaker was? With Colorado, it was head-to-head because they lost to Arizona State, I think.
I honestly didn't even look. You had told me, at least for BYU, it was strength of conference record.
Yeah, so this was between just BYU and Iowa State. Colorado got eliminated.
Does Arizona State have a head-to-head is why?
They lost to Arizona State or Iowa State or something. I don't remember what it was for
Colorado. I don't think Colorado played either of those teams. I'll pull up their schedule.
Yeah. There was a specific reason that it didn't get more complicated with them. Yeah, BYU was behind Iowa State because of conference record, which is the only tiebreaker that the teams don't have control over. You could have made it points scored. You could have made it points allowed. You could have done best victories. You could have done worst losses. There's just so many things that the teams actually have a handle on. Strength of schedule, they don't. Right.
Yeah.
So
when you speak that Colorado didn't play BYU, Kansas State, or excuse me, they did play Kansas State, and that was their loss, Kansas State, and the loss of the Kansas schools. They didn't play BYU, Iowa State, or Arizona State.
Yeah.
So they didn't play the top three teams in the conference.
Right. Oh, that's what it was, actually, is that Colorado had common opponents with Arizona State and Iowa State. And I think Iowa State and BYU somehow didn't have enough common opponents.
They had a minimum for that?
Or it was like they had the same record against their common opponents.
I feel like you shouldn't do tiebreakers for some teams but not other teams.
Yeah.
Like you should either just...
It has to be the same tiebreaker for everyone.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah. It sounds like if Colorado State didn't play BYU, Arizona State, or Iowa State, they would have lost the conference strength of schedule too.
Yeah.
Because
their best conference win... I mean, we know it's well, they lost to Kansas, so I take that back. I was just looking at the opponents. Kansas State. No, they lost Kansas State. Take that back. Shoot. Maybe Texas Tech?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, they actually didn't really play anybody that good at the conference.
Yeah, which is frustrating. Which, like, I don't know. But, again, that's not their fault, right?
No, they're playing who's in front of them. We all thought Kansas State and Utah were both going to be contenders.
Yeah, it's not BYU's fault that that Oklahoma State and Utah crapped the bed this year.
Yeah. I am excited for all the conference championships, honestly. And I would have loved Indiana to get in to the conference championship.
That would have been fun, yeah.
Because they would have liked to see me validated B, and I want to see Indiana in the playoff. Looks like they're going to get in. That would have opened up another spot for Ole Miss or Miami.
Yeah.
Probably Miami, it looks like.
Well, that would be an interesting conversation because, yeah, then I think is what we're talking about is that a team is getting knocked out of the playoff for making it to the conference championship game.
Yeah, but you have to punish losses, but also, like, they're playing an extra game, so they have an opportunity for the loss that,
yeah,
in this case, Miami does not because they lost. So you're rewarding Miami for losing the Syracuse game and punishing Indiana for getting in this hypothetical.
Yeah, for losing to Oregon, who
is the number one team.
Yeah.
That is one thing that bugs me about the AP poll. Like, a team will lose to a higher-ranked team on the road and drop, and it's like, if we think this team is better, why are we punishing them for losing to that team?
Yeah.
On the road. Right. Like, and that's one thing I don't like about these rankings, is a lot of it is, well, how many losses does everybody have? There's three SEC teams, well, there's Georgia, Ohio State, Tennessee with two losses, then there's some more one-loss teams, but basically, you can just go down, like, how many losses do these teams have? I don't think we're using our eyes as much. The problem with the eyes is it's... get into disagreements, and me and you disagree on most of this, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Well, again, and that's why you need to give these teams an opportunity to just play each other and figure it out.
So let's go through, let's assume the favorites win.
Yeah.
And I'll say favorites as a higher ranked team. I don't actually think, so Oregon would be number one seed.
Uh-huh.
Texas would be the two seed. They actually are favorite in that game.
Yeah.
Then the three seed would be SMU.
Right.
So the four seed would be Boise State in this scenario.
And that's...
That is one thing. I don't think Boise State's the 10th best team in the country.
Yeah. So this is... You think they're worse than that?
I don't think they would beat Alabama.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, I think that's unrealistic. Now, I know they're going to get... I'm not arguing they shouldn't get in. I don't think they should be ranked 10th.
Yeah. Now your so the top four seeds, they go to conference champions. I think the assumption was that it would be the four Power Four champions, but now it just looks like if the group of five team we think is a better conference champion, then we would let them.
Yeah, and then Arizona State. Let's say Arizona State wins and they're ranked like ninth, then they would just be the 9 seed. But
yeah,
they're not going to be, so they'll be the 12 seed. But
yeah,
hypothetically, most worlds, the group of five champ will be outside the top 12 and then get that 12 spot.
Yeah,
but in this case, it's going to be a big 12 champ doing that. So then the 5 seed. So let's Boise's a 4 seed. So the 5 seed then would be. I mean, I guess, I don't know. I guess Notre Dame, if we're assuming Penn State loses, they would drop. I guess it's kind of hard.
Yeah, I think probably Notre Dame ends up there.
But then Penn State would be 6 or 7. Georgia would be 6 or 7. Ohio State would be 8. Tennessee would be 9.
Well, at that point, if we're assuming Penn State lost and Ohio State beat Penn State, do we put Ohio State ahead of Penn State, or is that punishing them for losing in a conference championship game?
I think you can punish it because Ohio State beat them in Penn State.
No.
I think you couldn't drop Penn State out of the playoffs in favor of Ohio State, but I'm fine getting a worse seed, especially to a team you lost to.
I think that makes sense.
So then let's say Penn State's 8, Tennessee's 9, or you could even say Tennessee's 8, Penn State's 9. Either way, Indiana's 10. Alabama's 11, Big 12 champ is 12.
Yeah.
I just lost track of all that in my head, so I don't know who's playing who. But it sucked. People are complaining like, oh, Notre Dame needs to join a conference. They have an advantage. They have a disadvantage because they're never going to get a home seed. They're never going to get an automatic bid.
Yeah. I didn't think about that. That is kind of – yeah, and it's like they should be playing hard teams. Like they play a bunch of ACC teams. There's no reason for USC to not be good.
That's true.
You know?
That's very true.
So they should have that as a big game every year. I feel like they always play either Michigan or Ohio State. I feel like Michigan more.
It should be Michigan. They haven't played them in a while, but it should be Michigan. Yeah. But you're right. They haven't played them in a while.
Uh-huh.
Notre Dame-Michigan is a good rivalry that I'm sad is discontinued. Part of that's just because Notre Dame and the ACC scheduling, they have that's 6 or 7 games Notre Dame has to play.
Yeah.
That they – it is kind of dumb that they cut Michigan – but put Ohio State on. I don't like that at all.
Yeah, it seems like, yeah, definitely keep Michigan and not Ohio State. Also feels like you have to choose between Michigan or Stanford. You should probably drop Stanford. I mean, maybe they just wanted an easier game.
I think it's the warm game in the fall that they in the season that they want.
Yeah, I get that.
So Notre Dame's best win is probably Louisville, Army, or Navy. And then maybe Georgia – well, no, excuse me, Texas A&M. I meant, like, after that first game. Texas A&M is the best. Louisville, Army, Navy. I think Georgia Tech's better than you do, apparently. They played Northern Illinois and lost. Purdue's terrible, but that's an in-state game and I think somewhat of a rivalry, at least for Purdue maybe. Miami of Ohio is not very good. Florida State was supposed to be good. But, like, Virginia, that's an ACC game. USC, you're right, should be better. So they, at least on paper in August, were going to have a tough schedule.
Right.
And as bad as Florida State was, Army and Navy are both better than we thought as well. So I think they should get a little credit for those wins.
Yeah, and, like, Louisville's a fine team. They've had some good wins.
And I think Notre Dame's comfortably the 5th seed. Yeah, Louisville beat the brakes off of Clemson. I feel comfortable. Also, I would maybe just pick Notre Dame to beat a lot of these teams we're talking about. I would for sure beat Penn State. I wouldn't be surprised if they beat Georgia or Tennessee.
Yeah, I might pick them.
I think Notre Dame-Tennessee would be an awesome game.
Yeah, I think I would have them pick them to beat everybody besides Oregon and Texas.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Because, yeah, if we're thinking maybe Georgia, maybe Ohio State, I think we both have them ahead of Boise State, whoever's the Big 12 champion.
So you think Texas, because the one concern about Texas, before the Texas A&M game, they hadn't beaten an SEC team with a winning record. Now, Florida might have changed that because Florida's won a couple games.
Uh-huh.
And the one team they played was Georgia, and they got smoked pretty bad.
Yeah.
I think Texas is legit, though. It sounds like you also do, despite the Georgia loss.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, I would pick Oregon to win. I don't know if I'd pick Oregon over the field.
Dan Lanning's a psycho.
Yeah.
His pump-up stuff is fantastic.
Yeah, it's fun.
Did you see the Washington thing this year? Or, like, this week?
No, I did not.
So, at halftime, I couldn't tell if it was him or an assistant coach, but they took a sledge. They had a Washington helmet, and they took a sledgehammer to it and just crushed it.
Seems like a lot for Washington State.
What do you mean?
Oh, sorry. What team did you say?
Washington.
Oh, I heard Washington State. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. But still, like, yeah, and I get that's a rivalry, but.
Yeah. No, it is. Yeah. Or, like, the thumbs down thing in Michigan. That was sick.
Uh-huh.
Or, like, the Pavlov's dog thing with Wisconsin. Like, they're playing jump around all throughout practice to try to, like, get, like, the good energy. So, like, when Wisconsin turned it on, it was, like, a benefit for Oregon.
Yeah.
I love Dan Lanning.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. I understand why Alabama wanted him. And I think it was smart to stay at Oregon.
Well, he's making a lot of money, and, yeah, he's doing great. And especially if USC can't figure out, which they should be, like, they're going to get a lot of the West Coast recruits. They can get players from all over the country with the Nike money. So
right.
He has everything he needs there. There's much less pressure in Oregon than in Alabama.
Yeah, he could go. Like, people would be disappointed with 9-3, but nobody would be trying to fire him.
No, like, well, people want to fire Kalen DeBoer now.
Yeah.
And if he had a 9-3 season, yeah, it'd be a disappointment, but it wouldn't be, let's, you know, poison a tree. I know that was Auburn, but like.
Yeah. How many 9-3 seasons would Dan Lanning have to have in a row before they wanted to fire him?
The poison tree was an Alabama fan. My mistake. Yeah, Alabama fans are crazy. How many 9-3 seasons before he gets fired or before people would want to fire him?
Let's say before a greater than 30% of the fan base wants to fire him.
30%? I think 3. Maybe 4. I think 50% would be like 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And especially if it's like 9-3, like you're losing to. Like, depends how disappointing they are.
Mm-hmm.
But I think generally it'd be at least 3 or 4 years of like, okay, we need to be doing a little better than this.
Yes, yeah. Whereas Alabama is, you know, this year.
That's Alabama at 2 games, they were like, let's get him out of here.
Right.
Yeah. No, Alabama fans are built different.
Mm-hmm.
Soccer fans, and especially South America, are crazy. But Alabama fans are as delusional people.
Yes, the delusion, that's a good way to put it. And maybe delusion's a wrong word because they have won so many, but yeah, the expectations, no one has the expectations that they do.
Well, speaking of delusional and high expectations, Ryan Day is something like 66-9 at Ohio State, and like 4 of those losses are to Michigan.
Uh-huh.
Then he has like 1 conference loss that's not Michigan, and it was to Oregon this year.
Mm-hmm.
Most Ohio State fans want him gone.
Right.
What are your thoughts on that? Because there's one hand where it's like, are you going to get better than Ryan Day? Probably not. There's the other hand, like, and it kind of comes back to what we were started talking about. It's like, you cannot lose this Michigan game this week.
Yeah, this for sure.
Year. It's one thing. It's not acceptable, but it's more understandable when they're winning national championships.
Uh-huh.
When they're 6-5 and you paid $20 million for your roster, you can't. Get out physical.
Yeah, right. No, I got it.
What are your thoughts on the? Oh, sorry. I guess I'm interrupting you. But the flag stealing thing, on planting. In addition to the, I guess answer both those questions. What are your thoughts?
I feel like, and you'll have to correct me if I'm wrong, but Baker talked about how Texas Oklahoma does it every year, and they should just let the boys play. But Texas Oklahoma, if they do it every year, it's at a neutral stadium.
Yeah.
Right. So that makes sense that they're planting the flag because, like, we won it this year. We get to do it this year. If it's not actively part of the tradition, right, I think it makes sense, which it's not actively part of the tradition for anybody except Texas and Oklahoma.
It's crazy how many road teams won and how often this came up this weekend, though.
Yeah, it was weird. It was
like every game.
It was weird.
The most disappointing for me was when North Carolina blew the lead to North Carolina State, and they did it because they're the most annoying fans in the – I can't stand them.
Yeah.
But with Ohio State, Michigan, but really all of them, if you lose, you kind of just got to take your medicine, I think. You can't – especially Ohio State, you scored 10 points. You played like crap.
Uh-huh.
You can't be all tough after the game. Be tough during the game.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I get it. I don't – Yeah, I don't think you should start a fight after losing the game. I also don't really think that you should be planting a flag in the opponent's field.
Well, and Texas was going to do that, and then Sark ran over, like, right away. It was like, cut it out, stop, and the players, like, right away were, like, listening to him.
Yeah.
Sark's been odd. Like, remember at USC, kind of a train wreck, left Washington, people were pissed at him, went to Alabama. He's been fantastic at Texas.
Yeah.
A fellow BYU grad.
Yeah.
Let's point out.
Shout out, yeah.
But what a turnaround. Like, after USC, it was like, is this guy going to even, not even coaching, but, like, is the alcoholism seemed, like, really bad.
Right. Yeah, so good for him.
Turn his, like, I don't, again, I don't want to speak to him, but it seems like not only has he turned his life around, but he's salvaged his coaching career. Like, USC, think how much they'd love to have him right now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Which is really crazy with how high Lincoln Riley was.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, and it's
I still cool. think Lincoln Riley's fine, but.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's cool to do it at Texas just because I feel like, you know, Texas, we have this vision because of that national championship that they won when we were young.
Vince Young.
Yeah. I don't actually think that they have a lot of the natural advantages that a lot of the schools we've been talking about do.
Well, it's harder now because, like, when Texas was great, every kid in Texas wanted to go to Texas.
Yeah.
And now it's just you're not going to keep as many kids at home.
Right.
Mac Brown even could just any – like USC, when we were talking to Yogi Roth about USC recruiting, they're like, we just – any kid we wanted, we could call the day before. I mean, I hate to uh-huh. come to USC.
Yeah.
Mac Brown said he could do that with Texas kids.
Right.
As good as Texas is, you can't do that anymore because the entire SEC is in there. California schools are in there, which, again, USC's kind of down right now.
Yeah.
It's just not – plus, they've been bad for most of 20 years.
Yeah, well, they haven't – I mean, even when Texas were great, they didn't really win as many national championships as you would think they would have.
No, it's sad. Oklahoma is a much better program in every metric.
Yeah.
And they are getting – they're winning with kids from Texas. So Texas should be embarrassed by that. But right. Oklahoma has more of a want to than Texas does historically, I think.
Yes, which is kind of crazy considering how important football is in yeah. Texas.
It's like important in Texas. It's like life in Oklahoma, like yeah. Oklahoma football.
But is it like, is it that even the people at the University of Texas care more about their high schools than the university?
I think the people at the University of Texas care more about them getting credit, and people in Oklahoma just want the Sooners to win.
Yeah.
But I think there's just so many boosters and rich people and money at Texas where there's so many voices.
Yes.
In Oklahoma, it's just we need to win.
Right. Yeah.
Which is much more simple.
Yeah, I think that's true. Yeah. Which
good for Sark for kind of overcoming a lot of that so far.
Yeah, which is impressive.
Yeah.
How many kids, high school football players in Texas, do you think would rather win their high school state championship than a national championship with the University of Texas?
Probably every kid, honestly. I guess not every kid, because Quinn Ewers left high school early to go to college, but most, I'd yeah. say 90, I would assume
90%. Yeah. Did he leave, like, did he miss
a
senior year of football?
Yeah. So it's his freshman year at Ohio State. I think people forget he went to Ohio State.
Yeah.
Because Texas didn't have, like, allow NIL for high school kids or whatever. So, because he was going to – the reason he left high school early was because of NIL. They couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And this kombucha company was offering him NIL money. So, I was like, well, I'll just go to college after my junior year.
Well, there you go, yeah.
So, went to Ohio State, didn't really play, redshirted, and then transferred to Texas. So, uh-huh. And I thought he was going to go to Texas in high school. So, really, he's just been in Texas the whole time. It's just his senior year was at Ohio State instead of South Lake Carroll.
That's funny.
But Quinn Ewers, also, he's grown up, because I didn't love Quinn Ewers, because, like, at high school camps, the Elite 11, I'm obviously not there, so it's what I've heard.
Uh-huh.
And there's a little bit of, from what other people have said, not me, mm-hmm. an immaturity, kind of an arrogance, and it seems like he's really humble himself, put his head down, and all those issues questions I had, I'd say, I don't have those at all anymore.
Yeah.
So, good for him for growing up.
That'll be good.
It'll be fun to, with the NFL draft, talk about what team decides to try to take him.
I'm interested in that because he was, like, the most hyped number one high school player. He's higher rated, I think, than Arch was. Or Arch was, like, maybe higher. But, like, he's that level high school recruit.
Right, yeah.
So it'll be interesting. Can't wait. So we kind of got off topic from the playoffs a little bit, but college football playoffs coming up.
Yeah, so they are.
Should we do our college picks, which are all just going to be the conference championships this week?
Yeah, let's do them.
Let's pull those up here. So I'm just going to go in the order they're listed. I'm not doing everyone. Like, I don't have a major opinion on Jacksonville State and Western Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
So apologies there. Well, I'll start with Mountain West, though. And I think I'm going to – there's like six or seven that I'll do. UNLV, Boise State in Boise. Boise State's a four-point favorite. This might just be bias. I'm going to pick UNLV to cover. I think they got a chance to win.
Now this is – there's a story we talked about earlier in the year. Did UNLV get their quarterback, or have they just been able to continue to win with the backup?
Continue with the backup. I was actually thinking about that in the weight room today. Like, that was a huge story for like a week, and then UNLV just kept winning and no one ever talked about it.
Yeah, which is nuts.
Yeah. So I wonder where that guy's going to end up.
Yeah, that is interesting. Probably not good for him and his transfer market that they just were as good as
that. They're just fine, yeah. So, good for UNLV. So, it's kind of weird that they just play the Sam Boyd Stadium, kind of the dumpiest stadium we've ever been to, probably.
Right, yeah.
And now they play the Raiders Stadium.
Yeah, good for them. I wonder, are they doing anything with Sam Boyd Stadium? I wonder.
I haven't seen it since yeah. I've been there.
I wouldn't do anything with it, honestly.
Because yeah. That rugby tournament we used to go to, they do in Los Angeles now.
Yeah. That was great. That was top five sporting event I've ever been to.
That was way fun. So UNLV, I like +4. So Tulane Army, I might have misspoke. I think I said this was in New Orleans, but they're telling me this is in West Point. So if that's the case, especially, Tulane are 4.5-point favorites. Gonna be cold. Army's very good. They run that, unique offense. I'm going to go Army to cover there. So I think they can win. But again, at home, they're underdogs. 4.5 points, that seems like a lot.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Arizona State, 2.5-point favorites against Iowa State. This is the biggest. I don't know what's going to happen. But I like Arizona State's quarterback better. I love Sam Levitt. I think he's a really good player.
Yeah.
Brother of Dallin Levitt that you told me, who's played at BYU.
Yeah. Their father also played at BYU.
So, go Cougars. Scattered with the running backs, a really good player. Kenny Dillingham's a fun coach.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm going to go Arizona State.
Yeah. It does feel like they've got more momentum right now than Iowa State does.
Yeah. No, they're hot. Well, yeah, they lost to Texas Tech early, like maybe the first conference game of the year, and then one other game, obviously. I don't remember who their other conference loss was. I'll look it up. Maybe it's – oh, you know what it was? It's Cincinnati when Sam Levitt was hurt, their other quarterback.
Yeah. There you go. That'll do it.
Yeah. Texas, Georgia. Now, this is interesting because obviously Georgia manhandled them in Texas. Georgia hasn't looked great. Texas looks really good. It's hard to get that – out of my head, though, the beatdown.
Yeah. That would be interesting to see if Texas loses where they end up ranked. I feel like this is a big it's a more important game for Texas than for Georgia, even though they're ranked higher.
I think Texas, let's say they do this. So Georgia would be a top four team. I would assume Texas goes ahead of Notre Dame. So like 5. And it definitely ahead of Penn State, who we're assuming loses.
Yes, if they lose, I think they're ahead of Penn State. I don't know. Notre Dame might be ahead of them.
Either that, 5 or 6. That would be the question. I could see, especially if they lose bad, I could see Texas being 6.
Yeah.
I don't think they'd be behind anybody else, though.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, I think we feel pretty confident Notre Dame's locked in the 5, maybe the 6 seed, but pretty confident Notre Dame's in the 5 spot.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick Texas, though. I just think that was Texas' worst game. I think that was Georgia's best game.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia's have been too inconsistent for me. It's less a Georgia Tech game, more like the Florida game.
Yeah, just the way the year has felt.
Yeah, the UMass game. I was like, what are you guys doing?
Uh-huh.
So I just think there's a complacency, which is surprising that Kirby Smart would allow that.
Yeah.
But that's just kind of what's creeped in, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
Penn State, Oregon. Oregon's only 3.5-point favorites, which is crazy. I don't think Penn State is that good, so I'm going to go Oregon to cover.
Yeah. It feels like there's a lot of energy that Penn State's going to get smacked in this game.
Yeah. Now, they're interesting. They have the best NFL player in this game, Abdul Carter, the edge player.
Uh-huh.
Their quarterback, Drew Aller, a very talented kid. Mm-hmm. Hasn't maybe come together as much as some people would like, but they have the talent. I just think Oregon's just built differently.
Yeah.
And then Clemson SMU, this is interesting. SMU, we watched the SMU BYU game. SMU did not look good in that game, and neither did BYU.
Yeah.
First week of the season, they played at Nevada, almost lost that game. Mm-hmm. Nevada's like a 3-win team. And they've just turned it on. They're 2.5-point favorites over Clemson. This one I have no idea on. I'd lean Clemson because of the experience and their underdogs. But it's hard to pick against. Like, they've been great lately.
It would be more fun if SMU could do it.
It would be the funniest outcome. Because remember this summer, the lawsuit, as Clemson was in the lawsuit as well, but Florida State was part of their lawsuit for leaving the ACC was like, you let SMU in.
Uh-huh.
To our conference,
right?
You have the nerve, and then they're 2-10, and SMU's undefeated in the ACC.
I didn't even think about that. But yeah, but just like how long SMU has been trying to climb their way back, you know?
That'd be so fun. No, SMU's like the coolest program with like the Pony Express and everything like that.
Yeah,
great. It's crazy. No, yeah. That just to be the ultimate middle finger. To Florida State is this terrible season as SMU make winning the conference, uh-huh. going undefeated in the ACC. I do. Here's what I want. I want Oregon to win the Big Ten, Texas in the Big 12, SMU to win the ACC, and then Arizona State to win the Big 12, because that would mean that a Pac-12 team won the Big 10 and the Big 12,
mm-hmm.
and a Big 12 team won the ACC, and an American team won the Big 12.
Yeah, I don't even know what to do with that.
College football is the dumb, but the best sport in the world.
Yeah.
Top five time. This is NFL related, Matt.
Very good.
Okay. Top five is really the last five winners of the AFC East.
The last winners. So in the last 5 years, who's won the AFC
East? So 2023, 2022, 2021, 2020, 2019.
Okay.
Or I guess I'll give you a hint, but it's been clinched this year.
Okay.
So you can go. We'll go 2024 to 2020.
Okay.
So you can obviously there are multiple team repeats.
Sure. Yeah. So Buffalo won this year.
Yes.
Did Buffalo win last year?
Yes. So Buffalo won 24 and 23.
Feel like. I mean, they're not going to win five. I mean, it might be a trick question. Maybe they have won five times in a row. But I'm going to, just for fun, I'm going to spend a guess on the Dolphins.
Which year?
So we said 23. So 2022 for the Dolphins.
Incorrect.
Did Buffalo win also 2022?
Buffalo did win in 22.
Did the Dolphins win in 21?
They did not.
Did Buffalo win in 2021? Buffalo
won in 21, yeah. So 2020 is the last year. Tom Brady was in Tampa Bay at this point, if that helps.
Yeah, so it wasn't the Patriots. I mean, I guess I'll throw in another
guess for the Dolphins.
Incorrect. It was also Buffalo.
It was also Buffalo.
Buffalo's won five times in a row.
That's pretty crazy.
And then New England has won 14 of the 15 before that. The only time they didn't was when Tom Brady tore his ACL in 2008.
So the Dolphins and the Jets have just had a real rough go of things.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. The Dolphins, this is the first time in our life that the Dolphins have been good, and even now they're like not great.
Yeah. I wonder where they'd be without Tua. I think, if they had Tua the whole time, I think they'd be pushing for a playoff spot, but they were just so far behind the standings when he was hurt that they didn't really. Also, they apparently, like, I think people who like snow games are dumb because, like, it's. They're like, oh, this is football weather. Everyone is from the South who plays football.
Right.
So it's a bunch of guys from Florida playing in the snow. You're like, oh, this is football weather.
Yeah. Yeah, no, the other, like, it's okay. Like, Jason Kelce said something about loving that. Jason Kelce's allowed to say that.
He's from Ohio, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
That's fine. But, like, and I don't know I'm sure not everyone from the Dolphins are in the South, but it's kind of that mindset.
Probably most of them, yeah.
Tua's from Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
Tyreek, I actually don't know where he's from. He went to Oklahoma State, but that's probably from Texas.
That's a good guess, yeah.
Jalen Waddle went to Alabama. Jalen Waddle is from Texas, I know that.
Uh-huh.
Devon Achane went to A&M, so I'd assume he's from Texas or the South.
Yeah, I would take Texas over the field.
Yeah. Jalen Ramsey went to Florida State. He's from either Florida or Georgia. Yeah, they got a lot of people from warm weather states on their team. I mean, I'm actually going to pull that up. I won't do that on podcast time because it's probably not a great podcast. It's just me looking up Dolphins players' hometowns. But appreciate everybody listening. Any closing comments?
Yeah, we're watching this BYU-Providence game. I thought BYU was going to make a little bit better run at it in the second half. They started to, and then Providence just kind of shut it down.
Well, it's because we've got multiple shades of blue on the jerseys.
Doesn't help, yeah.
It looks really good.
Also, yeah, Igor hasn't made a single shot all game, which is going to happen every once in a while, but you're also going to lose those games.
It's apparently, yeah, apparently we have, he's like a top five lottery pick this year.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Right. Feels like, yeah, if the Jazz don't get Cooper Flagg, he might be the consolation prize.
Well, and apparently BYU is in good position to get that A.J. DiBanasta or whatever,
yeah,
number one player.
It will be a disappointment if BYU doesn't get him, which is insane.
I need Ryan Smith to pump that money into the football program as well.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Let's get the Qualtrics money into football. Because if you're paying $4 million for a basketball player, which is fine, but like Bryce Underwood – that was a $10 million over 4 years. So it's only about $1.5 million a year, roughly, that maybe 1.75.
Right.
We can get some of these football players.
It is, but, like, I've also been saying, like, in high school, I thought BYU needed to transition into a basketball school as opposed to a football school. They've actually had, you know, this year, the last couple of years, they've been a better football school than I thought we actually had the potential to be. But I feel like we've got a lot of potential as a basketball school.
I just like football better.
Yeah.
Is all it is.
That's fair. Yeah. I get it. Yeah.
So I'm not saying stop with basketball. I'm saying let's
do both.
But yeah, do both. Ryan Smith has plenty of money.
Yeah.
It's crazy making a software that makes quizzes or surveys or whatever can buy you an NBA team.
Yeah. Well, I understood that he sold the company. He probably has some sort of stake in it still.
Well, I mean, like, he sold it. It's a company that does surveys, and he sold it and bought the Utah Jazz.
Yeah. Maybe we need to make a survey company.
Maybe. Honestly, every time someone from tech tells me what they do, it's like, we track packages that other people send and other people sell, but we just do the tracking. It's like, how? How is that a thing? Like, it's just being the middleman and making an insane amount of money.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's insane. Appreciate everybody listening. Talk to you all next week.